Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget.
Many times why ladies rush out and grab a marriage proposal is because they think that the marriage proposal they are getting from men are favors. And a lot of men also think in that fashion. That is why they don't even have any respect for the woman they are proposing to. They present the marriage proposal as if they are just informing the girl and not requesting for her consent for a marriage. Now, when you think that marriage proposal to you is a favor, what happens is that you grab marriage proposals from men you shouldn't have any business with, and you rush into marriage at the wrong time. That is why I want to explain to you clearly how, in reality, marriage proposal is not a favor to you. Again, I want to remind you that marriage is a union between a man and a woman who decide that they need each other and therefore choose to unite force for multiple productivity in their lives and work. It is not a relationship, it's not a union between two people, in which case one person is a beggar who wants to be helped, and the other person that is a helper. That is not what marriage is. In our own setting, especially in Nigeria, what happens is that it is the man that is supposed to initiate the marriage. He's supposed to initiate the relationship. No matter how much you like a guy, you can't walk up to the guy and tell him, "Bros, I like you, will you be mine?" It doesn't happen. In fact, when you do that, the guy is most likely to run. The only people that do that is prostitutes, and it's not as if they like the guy. It's just that they want a customer. The fact that the guy is the person initiating the discussion doesn't mean he's doing you a favor. He's doing what any reasonable man is supposed to do. Don't make it look like, don't allow him treat you as if that marriage proposal is a favor. He's doing himself a favor in reality. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now let me tell you something about the reality of a man choosing you. When a man chooses you to be his wife, by proposing marriage to you, let me tell you what happened. He understands you, he has thought about you, heard about you, sometimes dug into your background to know stuff about you. And based on all the things he has found, he thinks you are the most suitable person to marry. Therefore, he walks up to you to do what a sane man should do, which is to propose. It does not mean you are a perfect person, but he understands that a combination of your strengths and your weaknesses is okay by him. Therefore, he comes up with the question, "Will you marry me?" Does it make sense to you? Now, having said that, there's another thing I want you to understand. When a man chooses you, what he so means is that he has checked all the girls she knows. Perhaps none of them are agreed, or he doesn't like all of them, and has singled you out of all of them, and decided that you are the one that he really loves. You are the one he wants to marry. You are the one he wants to be his wife. I tell you this, if a man thinks he's doing you a favor by marrying you, ask him, "Why did you not marry all the girls you have known from your first wet dream?" I say this and again, don't allow any man treat marriage proposal to you as if it's a favor. Why I'm emphasizing this is this. I've had discussions with men about women. They say, don't they know that men are scarce? I say, what kind of joke is that? Understand that no matter how little the number of men are in the world compared to the women, if a man walks up to you and says, "I want to marry you," he needs the favor from you. You two of you will end up doing yourself a favor, because you are not also doing him a favor by accepting. That is why I know I will not take it from a girl. I will propose to you today. You say, "Wait, I'll wait for 1 year, wait for 2 years." And you'll be playing with me up and down because of why. If I propose to you, the answer should be yes, no, or wait. And the wait should not be forever. I expect you should wait to take time, because I also took time to make up my mind to come and propose to you. But if you decide to be playing with my emotion by telling me to wait forever, sorry, I have to change my mind. You are not doing me a favor by accepting my marriage proposal. I'm not doing you a favor by accepting. We are doing ourselves favors. I'm only acting like a reasonable man by walking up to you to propose and not waiting for you to propose to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Before you run off to start acting, "Man, they are not doing me a favor," let me just tell you something. There are times when men are actually doing ladies favor by proposing to them. I'll tell you. Thing is this. If a man doesn't see any value to drive from you, but just marries you because from when you are in jail, you were so together, everybody wants you to marry, everybody expects that two of you are together and are going to get married, and so that they won't start asking him, "Why did you dump a former? He decided to marry you." My brother, sister, it's not exactly favor you are doing him. he's actually doing you a favor, and you should respect yourself. He's actually doing you a favor in that situation. And let me tell you what I think sincerely. I don't think you should get married in a situation where the man thinks he's doing you a favor and not you two of you doing yourself mutual favor. Now, let me tell you what I mean. I think you should develop your capacity to the point where if a guy sees you, he knows his marrying value. That's something I used to tell my sisters when I give them advice. I say, I want to learn, I want to widen my thinking so well that if I marry a barrister, for instance, I will give you a counsel. Like, if I marry a barrister and all I do is that I write, I blog, that's what I do with my life, for instance. If she comes home and tells me there's a case, I'm going to tell her things that will help her win that case. Now, does it mean I'm a lawyer? No. It means that I will learn about life enough that as she's trying to put together her thinking, I'll provide one information and give her. Say, yes, my husband, that makes sense. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, it's not as if I read wide generally, but it's not just about the reading. It's about that generally, I think, now I'm not married, so I have all the freedom to use my brain to be thinking. I read all kinds of things. I learn all kinds of things. Of course, this is, I'm narrowing my reading and think and learning, because I have to specialize essentially. But what I'm saying is that I try to learn a bit about so many things so that I won't be lost when she has to make one decision. I won't be lost when she comes home one day with her face gloomy and telling me, my husband, do you know I have a business dealing with someone? Let's assume my wife is a business person. And say, this is what happened. I don't know what to do. I don't want to tell my wife, I don't want it to happen that my wife will walk up to me and tell me, my husband, I don't know what to do. And I say, I also don't know what to do. It doesn't gel in my head. Pastor Banky inspires me a lot. He said he's his wife business consultant. He's also his wife pastor. You know, he's his wife counselor and everything. That's the kind of thing I want. I want it to be that I'm my wife number one consultant on virtually everything. Of course, I can't be her consultant on makeup and those kind of, on fashion. Even myself, I don't even know fashion, not about consulting. But basically, I should be able to tell her, well, this makeup is good or is not good. And when I give her the counsel, it's going to be counsel that even when professionals see the product of my counsel, they will know that this is a very sound counsel. The point I'm trying to make to you here on this matter is this: marriage proposals are not favors. They are just mutual favors two of you are doing to yourself, both the man that is proposing to you and you that is accepting it. And I'm saying that if you don't have any value on your own, if you don't have any substance to offer the man, you're not really doing the man a favor. He's actually doing you a favor. And I say it's not the best for you. That is why if you have not come to that time when you want to get married, I want you to spend your time reading. Widen your brain. You don't know who you are going to marry. Learn any skill you can learn. Acquire skill, acquire knowledge, develop your capacity to become a resourceful person. When you appear before a man, when you come to a man, when you don't get married to a man, the man will know that he's not just marrying you. He's employing an accountant, he's employing a business person. He's employing, of course, employing in quotes, he's employing you with all the skills and abilities and knowledge you have. And of course, in that situation, you are a resource person to him, and not just to him, you're also a resource person to his children. Because when you now give up to your children, you can tell them, Emeka, this is what I think you should do. Funke, this is what you shouldn't do. These are things, this is how you should understand this thing. But I mean, when your children consult you, they know this is our mother is super intelligent. I would want my children to go to school and be bragging about how intelligent their mother is. And that is why it doesn't flow naturally going to give anybody money for fashion. Even my blood sisters, I hate to do it. But if you say you want to buy a book, even if one book is 2,000 naira, I don't mind. Do you know why? When you read that book, you can buy any other thing you want to buy afterwards. That is why, I encourage you, please, if you are not at that where you are before getting married, develop yourself. Even if you are already married, there are simple things you can do. Start learning. Start acquiring skill. When you want to ask him for money, don't ask him money to go and make hair. Ask him money to go and buy books. Ask him money to go for training. Ask him money to go for seminar. Ask him money to engage in, to take part in online courses. These are things that will train you, groom you, and make you a resource person to him. If you become a resource person to him, he will know that he's not just he's doing himself by actually proposing to you. If you understand that you are doing him a favor by accepting his proposal, you will give him your terms and conditions. A man won't just box into anything or tell you, if you don't sleep with me, I will leave you. I mean, if you want to leave, you should get out of his way. You can only say that when you understand that you are actually a substance, you carry substance that this man needs, and he actually needs you to be his wife to be able to take part of it. The point I've made is this: marriage proposals are not favors to you. Therefore, do not be coerced, do not be pressured into accepting any marriage proposal because you feel, oh, many people are not married, so this one proposing to me, he's doing me a favor. He's not doing you any favor. He is doing both of you favors, and you are not also doing me a favor. Both of you are doing yourselves favor.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project World, a human capacity development platform with a guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access calls of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit brojid.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @brojidworld.